I'm Clinton Whedon for KCCU News. High above open fields, a Douglas C-47 is roaring through the sky. Painted that particular color of armed forces green and bearing military markings, it's not a particularly distinctive airplane, except for the nose art of a dancing girl and the name Boogie Baby painted above it. Inside, the sounds of the plane's engines and the wind howling through the open door at the rear echo through the sparse interior, where a group of paratroopers sits waiting to reach a drop zone. They come from all across the country. The men sit along one side of the plane, some patient, some nervous, but all remaining silent except to respond to commands. Some are young and some are older. Some have done this before and some are about to do so for the first time. In the cockpit, their pilot is trying to keep the plane on course and at the proper speed for their jump. In the rear, wind speed and direction are being checked. It's an anxious atmosphere. The last time warning is given, and the jumpers rise almost as one. They fasten themselves to a cable running along the top of the plane's canopy and quickly check each other's equipment one last time. There's no turning back now. The drop zone is below them, and with one final command, they quickly disappear through the open door. As they fall, dark green parachutes burst open and fill the sky. The drop zone is clear, and it's a smooth landing for all. The jump has gone as cleanly as it can. The pilot turns the plane, and the Boogie Baby heads for home after another successful mission. As the plane returns for landing, the row of spectators that have accompanied the flight excitedly discuss what they saw, and the veterans in the group talk about the memories brought back by seeing the jump up close. On the ground, the gathered crowd watches the parachutes coast toward the landing site, taking pictures as the jumpers return to Earth. These aren't real paratroopers, but they train and jump like real ones, or at least how real ones trained and jumped 70 years ago. They're part of a living history organization working to keep alive the memory of the original U.S. Army paratroopers, the World War II Airborne Demonstration Team. Andy Bennett lives in Frederick and has been involved with the Airborne Demonstration Team since 2005. He says the team's purpose has always been to honor the original paratroopers.
The mission of the team is to remember, honor, and serve the veterans of World War II. It was established originally in about 1999 by a gentleman named Richard Wolf, who's a former Special Forces enlisted man. And he had been trained by World War II veterans and was very interested in their experiences. And he wanted to come up with a way that he could honor those World War II veterans that he considered his mentors. And he had the idea of forming a team that would try to draw attention to military history, and particularly World War II history, and thought that perhaps by doing parachute drops in the style of World War II, using World War II aircraft, would be a way that would really draw some attention to the history that a lot of people are missing out on.
That mission has seen the team travel across the country and to Europe, including demonstrations in the Netherlands, France, and Italy. One of the team members who jumped for European audiences is Dave Brothers. He's from Carlsbad, California, and has been with the ADT since 2004. But while he's a jumper elsewhere, he puts almost 50 years of flight experience to use as a pilot when the ADT is in the U.S.
It's pretty spectacular overseas. They're very in touch with the history of World War II, its effect and impact on their country, and what we did for them. For the most part, they have not lost sight of that. In this country, it's a different kind of reaction, but by and large, it's always positive. It's a slice away from your normal day-to-day life, and then you enjoy it because of the veterans. You know, we get to honor the veterans. That's our mission, and it's very rewarding.
Mike Kerwin is from Watertown, Wisconsin. He joined the ADT and its winter jump school and says the experience isn't what he anticipated.
It's been far better. I mean, I did not really know what to expect. The men and the women that run the school are all really, really professional. Everybody's just been awesome.
Tell me a little bit about what all you've done through jump school.
All right, it's been 9 days, and it's pretty intense. They don't, you know, there's not a lot of games because it's pretty serious. You're jumping out of an airplane, 1,500 feet, so if something goes wrong, you don't have a whole lot of time to make any corrections.
Kerwin says he always wanted to go airborne, as he put it, but never did. But Sergeant David Cope, an active duty soldier from Van Buren, Missouri, says Kerwin and his fellow team members are getting an accurate experience from the ADT.
It's pretty much the same thing, except the equipment has changed, the procedures in the plane has changed over time. From what I see, they do all the procedures the way they did back in the 40s when the paratroopers were experimental, and it's great to see it.
What made you come out today?
I'm airborne at heart, and I wanted to see these guys jump out of airplanes because I can't since I suffered injuries during active service. So it's great to see these guys come out and show the public what they do and what we do as a whole, and to honor our veterans as the way this organization does.
Andy Bennett says the group's honoring of veterans provides more than just recognition.
The veterans really love it. It's something that gives them a place both to meet fellow veterans, because we usually have quite a large group of veterans that come out, but it's also something that they really enjoy because it's a group of people that are involved in this who are very interested in what they did. You know, a lot of people, when World War II veterans came back, you know, they were certainly honored. They were. But after that, everybody was ready for that to be over. The war was over. We're moving on. So a lot of them are very interested in having the opportunity in their later years to visit with folks who are interested in what they did and who want to teach coming generations about what they did.
One of those veterans is George Wilson of Duncan. He was a glider pilot in the 101st Airborne during World War II and says he's ready to join the team.
If they had a glider out here and tell me it would fly, I'd get in it. Yeah, I'd love to. If I was younger, I'd be trying to qualify to jump.
But though he stays on the ground, Wilson says he enjoys watching the ADT.
Well, it's a great honor to come here and meet all of the guys and ladies in the airborne demonstration team, and it'll bring back a lot of memories.
Though many World War II veterans like Wilson attend ADT events, only one is a part of the active team, the Boogie Baby itself. The ADT's plane was built at what is now Tinker Air Force Base in Midwest City and was sent to Britain as part of the Lend-Lease program. The aircraft was later sold to Israel and used by that nation's military, before eventually finding its way back to Oklahoma with the ADT. Today, its missions are much simpler, but no less important. Instead of flying into combat, the Boogie Baby now serves to help spectators remember those who did. For KCCU News, I'm Clinton Whedon.